Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, nationally syndicated across the country on the Biz Talk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports. Is economic inequality destroying the country, decimating the middle class, and putting America on a path of decline? Is the short-term fixation of Wall Street culpable, and can business lead the way to fixing it before it's too late? A leading former CEO steps up with a bold call for capitalists to arise. That's tonight on Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Peter Georgescu is Chairman Emeritus of Young & Rubicam, where he was CEO from 1994 until January of 2000. He was elected to the Advertising Hall of Fame in 2001. He's been on the board of director of eight public companies, including Levi Strauss, Toys R Us, EMI Recorded Music. He's the author of two previous books, The Source of Success, Five Enduring Principles at the Heart of Real Leadership, and The Constant Choice, an Everyday Journey from Evil Toward Good. Co-author David Dorsey's written The Force and The Cost of Living. The Force, one of the top 100 best business books of all time. And this new book, their new book, Together, Capitalists Arise, End Economic Inequality, Grow the Middle Class, Heal the Nation. Welcome, Peter. An honor to have you.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it, and thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, you're right in the sweet spot of the show. You know, I was thinking it's unusual for a CEO to come out with this sort of line of action. It sort of reminded me initially when FDR became president, and he's part of the 1%, and they were saying, geez, you're a traitor to your class. Tell us why you're doing this. You're not a traitor to the CEO class, we assume.
No, not on the contrary. The whole purpose for me doing this is to make sure that we save free market capitalism. That's the whole idea behind what I'm trying to do. Because free market capitalism has been, as you know, the force that made America the number one leading economic force in the world, the number one military force in the world. That's what free market did for us. In fact, it did it from about 1945 to about 1980. It worked like magnificently. But then something else happened, and that's the story about today.
In fact, you talk about capitalism even committing suicide. You don't believe the American dream is dead, right?
No, unfortunately, this is the problem. I'm an immigrant off the boat, so to speak, American, and I lived the American dream. Mm-hmm. And I lived it, and it's interesting to actually define what is the American dream. And I don't mean to speak for the universe, but I can speak for myself. And I think from everything I know about America, having been in the communication business and living with consumers, because that was, in fact, my existential reason for whatever success I had in business is because I was close to the consumers and to American people. What I really learned and what I lived personally is the notion that I really live to be the best Peter Georgescu that I can be. I don't mean best Peter Georgescu better than anybody else. I'm just saying I know that I had a chance in this country to be the best Peter Georgescu. And that's an amazing thing. And I really believe that most folks really want that for themselves, and certainly they want it for their kids. Just being the best you can be. I think that's the definition of American, primacy and the American, force in the world. And that's the best of American. To me, that's the American dream.
And
being the best you can be.
In fact, if you could do it in a really short time, tell people quickly your story, because it's amazing, but short.
Very short. Well, I was born in, the short version is, I was born in Romania just as the Second World War started. My parents were Romanian. My father was arrested because he was in the oil business and worked for Standard Oil of New Jersey, Exxon, really, today. And anyway, survived the war and the prison, and we are a brief family. I lived with my grandparents in Transylvania. And then we had about a year or so as a family. Then my father came to New York in 1947, and that's when the Iron Curtain came down. The Soviet Union took over all of Eastern Europe. So he couldn't go back to Romania. He would have been killed, and so would my mother. So they were, in fact, stuck in New York, thank God. And we were separated for 7 years. And I say thank God because they wouldn't be alive if they were in Romania, nor would we. So anyway, they arrested my grandfather, famous politician. They killed him in prison. Then they arrested my brother and myself. We were put in a war camp.
Jeez.
And did hard labor from about the age of 10 plus 11 to about age 15, cleaning sewers, 12-hour days, no schooling, 6 days a week with not adequate nutrition. And that was then, and then they tried to get my parents to spy for them. My father refused. They went public with the story. One of my many guardian angels called on my dad. She was a woman, Frances Payne Bolton from Ohio. She was, believe it or not, in 1953, she's chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in Congress. Can you imagine what kind of woman she was? And she called my dad and said, I'll get your boys out of Romania, Mr. Georgescu. Don't you worry about it. And in the end, she did. She knew Eisenhower very well because she helped him get elected president. And I suspect she went to his office and said, Mr. President, get the boys out of Romania. He probably saluted, said, yes, ma'am. And we got exchanged for a bunch of Russian spies that we held in America. So
it's an amazing,
that's my story.
Amazing story. And in fact,
yeah,
if I have it right, you didn't have any education for several years.
No,
You went to Exeter not even speaking English.
Well, listen, that was another part of America at that time. The principal called my dad, said, I want to keep your place for your son in my school and just help him learn English. I went and saw him. He liked me. He told me that if I could pass the courses on my own by the first year, I'll get a stay. If not, he'll find the right school for me. Of course, I had no clue what he was talking about. I was smart enough to say, yes, sir. On the way out the door, he said, by the way, what grade would you like to be in? I said, again, not understanding, I should have said, how about 6 years? And he said, I said, well, I like to be in with boys my own age. He looked at me. A smile came on his face, lifted up his hand, said, what difference does it make? You'll be a sophomore. So that's how I got into Exeter. But, you know, the hero of those stories really are not me. The hero of that story is America. In this country, unique in the world, where so many good things happen to an immigrant boy. It's amazing the level of compassion, the level of care. And as I said, I became part of, American exceptionalism.
All right,
which meant being the best you can be.
Now let's move up to the present, where the American dream seems to have stalled a bit.
Yes, it has.
The book has some, since 2008, 91% of income growth has gone to the top 1%, which obviously drives income inequality. And here's what I want to talk about now. 60% of the population are staying afloat through negative cash flow deficit spending. 60%. The bottom 10% have $15,000 a year of negative. A third of the households would default on this kind of a spending trend. Give us a sense of these stats.
Well, the statute, it's amazing. This is how I defined inequality, because I was, when I started to write the book, I was concerned. I didn't know how to describe it, because there's no, you know, you can't just look at income. That doesn't tell you everything, or not enough. I had this epiphany that if you take some measurements which exist in the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which says you take all the income, and I mean all the transfer benefits like unemployment insurance and food stamps and all the government support systems, all the income on one side, all the expenses, no taxes on the other side, everything that has to do with expenses, including taxes, and I wanted to know what's left in the kitty at the end of the month, the household kitty. And that's how I came up with a figure that almost 60% of American homes, very close to that, have to borrow money to put food on the table. And that's a terrifying number. It's absolutely a terrifying number. And the next 20%, which is the upper middle class, when you do the same kind of analysis, at the end of the year, the upper middle class, they used to have a lot of good stuff, a couple of cars, maybe a kid in a prep school, and a house by in a mountain or cottage on a mountain or the seashore. Those guys, at the end of the year, have $8,500 left over after they pay all the expenses. Now, this is why Joe Stiglitz, Nobel Prize-winning economist, said 4 out of 5 Americans will experience some form of poverty in their lifetime.
Wow.
And that correlates with the numbers I just gave you. And Janet Yellen, by the way, a year ago said the vast majority of America cannot cope with an unplanned $400 expense.
You're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell, Business Talk Radio Network, 350 stations around the country. Go to the BizTalkRadio.com. Find the station closest to you. Listen over the internet. Access our podcast. We're going to look more at income inequality in our next segment.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with our guest, former YNR Chair and CEO, Peter Georgescu. I want to do one other stat, and then we'll start looking at some of the roots of this. We've always had this pride in America of that we're not a caste society, that people can move up from the bottom right to the top. And you reveal in this that we now have the highest level of immobility and inequality through the Gini coefficient, which measures that. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, this is we were an amazingly democratic and equal society over the years. And in fact, this is during that golden year period between 45 and 80. The middle class of America was the largest market, economic market in the world. And so that was a phenomenal, phenomenal thing. And today, as I said, about 80% of the people are really hanging on by their fingernails not to get into deep, deep bankruptcy-like economic conditions. 20% of us are doing great. Life is as good as it can be. So the Gini coefficient is really a measurement of the level of inequality. And if you look at the developed world, the developed markets, the major 27%, those are the so-called OECD markets, and we rank really in the bottom quartile in terms of equality. We went from number one to the bottom quartile.
Unbelievable.
And if you look at in terms of mobility, social mobility, so what does that mean? It means getting from the bottom quartile to the top quartile in one lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we were number one, and now today we're again at the very bottom in terms of immobility. It's called the Gatsby curve, and that's what it's called. That's the measurement for it. We were amazingly mobile and amazingly equal, and now we have the largest inequality in recorded history of America. So this is serious stuff.
Let's look at some of the roots of this problem now, because it is serious stuff. You talk about from the 90s on, we had a guest recently who basically the Harvard Business School, under a professor named Michael Jensen, moved to this one stakeholder, that maximizing shareholder price was everything. And that, of course, if you draw the curve, ended up in 2008 when we almost lost the economy. I'm a huge, it really bothers me, the quarterly focus. Talk about the root of this problem from the sense of stock prices and Wall Street. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. That's why I was trying to draw a difference between what happened in 1980, about there, give or take a little bit. We had a recession in the 70s. And then in about 1980, a new mantra took over. So the free market capitalism, which meant you took care of the customer, you took care of your employees, the corporation itself, the communities and the nation, and then the shareholder will do fine. And they did. Now, after that, a new, almost a theological move came in that said, well, the reason and only reason for business is to maximize short-term shareholder value.
Mm-hmm.
And the beginning of that was the University of Chicago and Milton Friedman. And that was in a major op-ed in the New York Times. And that became this major change, and business jumped on it, and government jumped on it. They killed labor unions, And I must confess that I'm a pro-labor union guy, except that labor unions almost decimated themselves. Because for years they said, I don't care how well business does, so long as I get more. We can do that. Business and labor has to be united and say, look, number one job is to increase the pie. Then we can wrestle about how you split it. But first, let's make sure that business succeeds. And so that was the beginning. And then, you know, we, the plutocrats, the guys who were really well-educated, who really made the money and so forth, took over a lot of government policies, a lot of tax benefits. And, you know, we're talking, let's say, entitlements for the poor, where there's an awful lot of entitlements to the rich, like all the tax loopholes, capital gains, etc. And so, you know, more and more, this morphed, and everything was now to the shareholders. In 1945 and 1980, the rate of increase in salaries and wages was equal to the productivity increase. It was really one line.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 1980 on, productivity went up, innovation went up, and wages have stayed flat for 40 years. So this was a major contributor to this absolute horrific inequality. And again, income inequality by itself is not an evil. But when it gets that large, and when people, in fact, lose opportunity, that's the problem. You said earlier that, gee, America was not a caste system. Now it is. We are inventing, in essence, an India-style caste system.
Wow.
Because inequality is a problem, and to also, let's give the whole picture. Also, globalization took away jobs, and also technology took away jobs. So you combine what business has done with not paying people enough money, plus technology and globalization took away some jobs, a lot of government policy, again, piling on, and we've created this really devastating, and I'm using the word devastating, condition in so many zip codes in America. And they're right next door to us. Most of us live in silos. We don't go there. And there is a horrific situation. It starts with poor education. You know, education, public education, which is about 95% of American schooling, secondary schooling is public schools. And they are paid by real estate taxes. Now, you have no income. You're not paid very much. You can imagine the quality of that education. It's horrible. There's no preschool. None. Zero. There's really no kindergarten stuff. Hardly ever. Only in 22 states there are kindergartens, and they're too expensive, and most of those people can't afford it. So the kids, by the time they get to first grade, are already, the game is over. They can't compete. And then the quality of those schools compared to where the really rich folks are, who can really put them in charter school and put them in private schools and even give a lot of money to even to public schools in the rich neighborhoods. And there's some great high schools, public high school, they're great. But they get a lot of support from the neighborhoods, the rich neighborhoods. So, you know, that's the beginning of the problem. And you take 40 years and you get into the situation where we are today. So that's sort of the major causes for how we got to where we are.
All right.
And business is a major contributor to that problem.
We'll do a little bit more education later. I'd like to. In the last minute of this segment, though, do your fellow CEOs realize the degree that this is a crisis? And are they handcuffed because of the activist hedge fund managers who want instant results?
Okay, in a minute, let me just say, no, they're not fully aware of it, because they too, all of us 20 percenters live in a bubble. We live in our own nice bubble, and life is as good as it gets. So they don't fully understand that. And secondly, there's an enormous pressure by the hedge funds, by the financial community, by what I call the terrorist activists, who really are putting enormous pressure on the CEOs. And maybe we can explore that further.
This is Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Consequences of income inequality. We'll get more from Peter next segment.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV. On your time.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
804-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Peter Georgescu. He's written a book, Capitalists Arise, End Economic Inequality, Grow the Middle Class, and Heal the Nation. I want to go back a little bit to the short-term thinking on the business side now, and perhaps a lack of understanding about how serious this is. You think that there needs to be fair wages paid. Now, you don't normally hear that in terms of, is that a higher minimum wage? It's going to cost jobs. You use it to under $100,000 folks that haven't even kept up. Do you think that this needs to partly be fixed by stopping the financial engineering, which is stock buybacks, and allocating money in that direction instead of to what's called fair wages? And why would adding cost be a good thing in your mind?
It will not be a good thing. It will be a fantastically good thing.
Interesting.
Fantastically good thing. Let's look at the fundamentals. First of all, the reason that free market was named capitalism was because money, capital, was the real differentiating. They were the value creators, were the capitalists. If you had money, you build factories, distribution system, you use a lot of advertising, etc., and you're successful. In the 21st century, things were totally reversed. Look at the value of money. I ask everybody to go to their bank and look at their bank's accounts with cash. And how much money do you get in return for keeping some money in the bank? So that's the value of your money, is what the bank is giving you. In other words, hardly anything at all. Minor cents on the dollars, not percentages. They're bips. They're just, it's ridiculous. Money is a commodity. So what really drives business in the 21st century? And I would say, without any equivocation, there's only one major factor, and that's innovation. Creativity and innovation. That's the real differentiator, the real driver of business in the 21st century. If you don't innovate, you're going to die because somebody's going to come and eat your lunch. So you have to constantly invent, not just once every decade or so. You got to have constant innovation and so forth. And who does that? Who produces productivity increases and who innovates? Not the CEO, not the C-suite. That's your employees. That's who creates value added for the businesses. And in today's world, how do we treat our employees on balance? And the answer is miserably. They've become a cost. And what do you do with the cost? Ratchet it down. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing you know how to do to a cost. And people are not a cost. They're the opposite. They're an investment. So you have to treat people with respect and dignity. Why else would somebody wake up in the middle of the night and say, I'm going to really worry about how I'm going to, tomorrow, I'm going to increase the productivity of what's happening on my factory or my business or with my customer? How can I innovate? How can I do something amazing for my customers and delight them? Not please them, delight them, which is what you have to do to win in the 21st century. And that means that you have to treat your own people with respect so they can do that. And that's why I say the value creators in the 21st century are your employees. And they have to really be looked after with care. And that's why I'm saying you take care of them and you're going to do phenomenally well. That's a proven fact.
What hit me is I started at IBM way back in the late 70s. My wife is still there. And IBM then was full employment, which was a world that doesn't exist anymore, but huge investment in employee training and everything. And I look at what IBM is now. They've been doing financial engineering for the last several years. All they've been doing is buying stock back, increasing debt, which for a tech company alone doesn't make a lot of sense. I want to ask you, can you tell us some stories, some CEOs or some companies that you think are doing this right?
Well, I'll tell you, I have a partner that I work with in this quest to really address the inequality issue. His name is Ken Langone.
Yeah, very well-known guy.
Very well-known guy, businessman. He was the founder, one of the key founders of Home Depot. And he will tell you that the most valuable person in that company is the man on the floor. He has a chart, and as soon as he sees the longevity of the man on the floor goes down, he goes crazy because he knows how important experience is and knowledge and understanding, because the man on the floor will take the customer by the hand and say, you want to paint your house, Mr. Two Thumbs? Well, let me tell you how you do it. And if you want to buy this gadget, here's how it works. And if you need some more help in fixing your home, we can adjust and come help you. It's that's the kind of service in this tough retail business. Home Depot's doing great.
By the way, I loved his employee mileage metric.
Yeah, it's fabulous. It's absolutely fabulous. And let me give you another one. How about Jim Senegal?
Costco.
Jim Senegal built Costco or started Costco in 1983. And there were stories in the Wall Street Journal. If you want to lose money, invest in Costco.
Hmm.
The only thing they know is how to pay a lot of money to their employees.
Yes.
And he did. He took the Walmart-type guys and doubled the salary of what Walmart paid. And that's why he got the negative press. And he paid, you know, he gave a lot of TLC and treated their suppliers very well, etc. And since 1983, he compounded at 16.3%.
Which is mind-boggling. That's mind-boggling.
Yes.
That's more. That's doubling in less than 5 years.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly right. And how did he do it? He cut down all the other, he increased productivity and decreased the cost of doing business. Not by labor, by everything else.
You know, CEO pay has gone over this 40-year period that you're talking about from 20 times the guy on the floor to 500 times worker wages. What do we do about that?
Well, look, I'll tell you personally, I think it's revolting.
Yeah.
It's a bribe. This is, you know, the financial community, if you miss your estimates of profits by one penny, you are scolded. You are raked over the coals. But they went from 20 times increase in compensation for the CEO from the average employee to, as you said, 500 to 700
times.
So what is that about? Why aren't they absolutely up in arms about that? Because the enforcer of a business is the CEO. And so they don't mind paying the CEO a whole lot. And so the CEO is aligned with the financial community, not with the business, with the financial community. Because if they were aligned with the business itself, they wouldn't do the financial engineering. They wouldn't in fact have wages flat for 40 years, and they wouldn't decrease the amount of money they invest in R&D and basic research, which is what we're doing. So we're becoming less and less competitive on the global market. So those things, a CEO, if left to their own devices, they wouldn't do that. But now we enter the financial market that demands that, or else you get fired. And you have this activist. I'm all for activists. I think that's fine. But the activist's role is to help a company, to help the CEO and the board of directors to do better, mm-hmm. because they believe the value is there. Or even if they buy a company, they buy to hold, not what the terrorist activists do, which is to come in, take all the cash out, put 100,000 or whatever, however many people they can on the street, and then they flip it. Now, that is a disastrous thing for an economy.
And it's the opposite of Warren Buffett, who's my hero.
Exactly. Warren Buffett said, my favorite holding period is forever.
Let me ask you this now. And by the way, I think you came up with these great brand. The mind is a terrible thing to waste for the United Negro
yes.
College Fund. And
that's
come
exactly
come
right.
see the softer side of Sears, which yes. I love before Sears collapsed. Explain to people, if you can, simply what you mean by maximizing short-term shareholder value, which seems like a win, is actually eroding long-term value and the importance of brand building to get real value. Try and explain that so folks can understand it.
Well, here it is. You see, to be successful in business, particularly in the 21st century, you have to invest in your company. And what I mean by that, you have to invest in R&D, in research and development. You have to look at the opportunities to expand your business in adjacent businesses or go into new markets using the elasticity of your brand. In other words, how broad can you really use your brand in the marketplace? And also, what is a brand? A brand is really an annuity. It's there to give returns again and again and again. But not in today's environment. People don't invest in brands. I know that because that's what I spend my life building brand strength. And it doesn't happen today. What we do is to milk the brand. We do promotion after promotion after promotion. Why? Because you have to make your quarterly numbers. And if the revenue, organic revenue, doesn't go up, because look at the world in which we live. China is in trouble. India is still struggling with their own development and infrastructure and the rest of it. The Abe revolution in Japan never took off. Latin America is absolutely a disaster area. Britain now with Brexit is in deep, serious trouble. And Europe is barely coming out from dipping back into recession. So you look at all those things and you say the world is in deep trouble.
Yeah. Kind of scary. Our final national segment, we're going to look at the way forward.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're back with Chairman Emeritus of Young and Rubicam, Peter Georgescu. We're going to fix income inequality, grow the middle class as we finish off. You talk about the need for a living wage, and you don't see it meaning less jobs. What do you mean by a living wage, and what do you mean that it's not going to be a trade-off of losing jobs by raising pay?
So I look at the current, if you will, employees and break them down into two segments. I look at the very very poorest folks that exist. Those folks probably making $20,000 or less.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the poor in America. And those are the folks that I say they need help. And we talk about here in terms of minimum wage. That's not really a good way to think about it. I like to think about it as a living wage. And in every market, and I don't like, by the way, a one number like $15 or $20 or $9 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong, because what happens, what it takes to have a living wage in Peoria is different from New York, and Bangladesh is different than Paris. So we got to look at geography, you got to look at the market, you got to look at the basket, if you will. You know what the cost of living is, because you know you could look at a basket of stuff of what's it take for a company to have to be alive and have enough money to feed the kids and have a roof over your head, right? So there's a minimum level in each market that we should look at, and that's not difficult to identify. So that's what I mean by a living wage. For the rest of the folks, I said let's have a fair wage. And what do I mean by that? And I will tell you that I'm not a believer in wealth redistribution.
Mm-hmm.
People need to work, both to work to earn a living, and for the pride and dignity and self-esteem of working. So I don't like the idea of giving people a universal salary for the year just to be alive. We all need to work and earn it. So what do I mean then by a fair wage? I mean not just increasing wages automatically by XYZ percent. What I mean is to share the incremental value employees produce in productivity increases and innovation increases. They do that, they earn the right to share in that added value. And that's what I think the extra compensation is about. You earn it.
Very good point. Now let's talk, obviously, if we're going to ask CEOs to behave differently, how are you going to restructure CEO pay to incentivize that?
No, let me be absolutely, totally honest with you, and I said, that's not where I first go at it. The first thing I want the CEO to do, because there's plenty of money there.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of money the CEOs earns in aggregate is not the big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The big deal is the stock buybacks, which are useless, the excess dividends, which is unfair and unreasonable. We're now back to 1933. The amount of money that we pay in dividends is that high. It's about 36% of operating income on average. And so that's outrageous. And so there's plenty of money. And by the way, we send $1 trillion of cash overseas so we don't pay taxes, which is also outrageous. So that's the place to start, because the CEOs have to do that. I don't want the government to tell business how much they pay anybody. I think over time, in a different situation, a new culture, which is a culture that you take care of your employees, you take care of your customers, you take care of your communities, etc., the CEO salaries are going to naturally come on down. Because the financial community is not going to demand that they pay this extraordinary amount of money, because they will have to optimize all those other stakeholders. And so I think the first thing you got to do is to take care of your company and you take care of your people. Those are two most important, obviously, in addition to your customers, number one. And you do that and you also help the nation. And you help the nation because, look, right now, the GDP growth is accounted for by only 20% of America. We, the plutocrats, are the only guys who are keeping the GDP growth, and that's why it's so hard to go above the 2% right. GDP growth. We don't have, the rest of America needs to come into play, and the way they will come into play is to put more money in their pockets, because they're the only people who spend. What am I going to do? You give me a tax decrease so I can, to have what? I'm going to have another glass of wine at night to drive the economy? You must be kidding me. But these people can really spend, and that can drive the economy, that create more demand for products and services, and you have a virtual cycle then. That's the kind of thing that we do to go forward.
And you believe that pay increases for the C-suite should not be any greater percentage than the employees are getting?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a reasonable, the percent increases, yes, I absolutely yeah. agree with that.
Yeah.
Absolutely I agree with that. They are already high. So the percent increases, we want to bring the percent increases for the employees at the level that the increases in the C-suite have been.
Now, how close do you think we are to some sort of an inflection point? Because your point, when this gets really bad, there's either a revolution or a redistribution of wealth somehow. How close are we to that, and do you think we can navigate our way through this peacefully?
Look, you look at the last election. We've heard through Bernie Sanders, we had yeah. two megaphones, Bernie yeah. Sanders and Donald Trump, right?
Yep.
And we know, you know how that play ended. and you see that people are angry, they're mad, they're frustrated, they're unhappy. We need to do something. Now, listen, I want the government to do a lot of stuff, but let's remember one thing. Business as an institution is the only institution that produces wealth and prosperity, not government. Government doesn't produce wealth. They can help, they can stimulate, they can add to it, they can invest in business, in basic research, and then business monetizes, but they don't produce wealth, only business does. So we have to do this ourselves, and that's why I want business to begin to lead the dance. We can do something fast. Listen, we have a clock that's ticking here, because you're right, the frustration level is building and building is going to explode on us. And for us to stay in the bunker and say, oh, maybe we have a problem, but, you know, if we just calmly stay and nobody does anything too serious, everything's going to be okay. And let's go back to the start of the show. I'm here to protect free market capitalism. I want this beautiful engine that takes care to not just the shareholders, but can take care of the customers, the employees, the company itself, and the communities, the nation. And amazingly and tragically, you do that, I say tragically only because we could do that tomorrow, the shareholder will do better.
It is the great irony. I want to thank Peter Georgescu, really a visionary on a crusade to essentially save us from ourselves. The book is Capitalists Arise, End Economic Inequality, Grow the Middle Class, Heal the Nation. This has been Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Thanks to Peter Georgescu. Thanks to our national audience for listening. And we'll see everybody next Sunday on Business Talk with Jim Campbell.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.